Hello and welcome to the Dirt Shed Show.
Hello.
Look who we have. You're back.
Oh, it's so good. I feel warm and fuzzy.
You look warm and fuzzy.
How are you?
I'm well,
Happy
mate.
Happy New Year and all of those things.
Are we still saying that?
I am, but I'm old. If that's what old people do. They say Happy
they forget
New Year
time.
Longer than normal people.
I always think it's like the week after I think it's acceptable, and then after that it's like, well, yeah, we've had it.
Yeah,
now.
I guess I just haven't had anyone to say it to. I've just been lonely. It's my first interaction with humans since Christmas.
I haven't seen you for a little while, to be fair.
Oh, it's so good to be back and see everyone. Mm, really? Hello.
Now,
Dirt Show Show, great.
Christmas and New Year got me thinking, actually.
Yes.
About dream bikes.
Oh,
and are
yeah,
they still a thing? Are they still relevant? Do people still have them? I remember back in the day, I'd be like, wow, I'd never get a whole bike for Christmas. That would be an actual dream. But like saving up and you'd be looking through the magazines.
Oh, yeah.
And I just wondered, do people still have that? Is that still a thing?
Well, I mean, we're going to be talking about dream deals now, dream bikes. I'm going to tell you how to win one in a minute. So keep that in your mind as we talk about this. The thing that I think is quite important, when we were talking about this earlier on,
yeah,
you said about owning a Yeti.
Yeah.
And like back in the day, to own a Yeti, and when I say back in the day, I mean like the 90s, right? Or early 2000s.
Yeah, let's go 2000s.
Owning a Yeti was like, there wasn't many of them.
Oh my God.
And you needed to have some serious budget.
Yeah.
And to be, you know, there wasn't literally many of them. But now you can own a Yeti. Quite easily. You don't need to be a billionaire to own a Yeti anymore.
No.
You can own a truly amazing dream bike Yeti, but you can just own a Yeti.
You can.
That's not that much money. So maybe dream bikes don't exist. Maybe I'm lying about that one you could win. Maybe it's not even there. It is, by the way.
So much information right there. I'm not really sure where to go. But you are right. Now, why do we think that is, Omar? Like, for me, I was thinking about it, and, like, there are just so many good bikes nowadays. There are obviously we have our personal preferences, and we'll be like, Yeti's an example. Intense was one back in my day.
Yes.
And, like, an Intense M1 downhill bike, oh, my God, I loved one.
They were always cool, weren't they?
They were, because they were ridden by so many people. And even teams who had downhill bikes, teams would still ride a rebadged M1. They were that good.
Yeah. That's true, actually.
They did so many. Like, I remember G'ing that on Muddy Fox.
Imagine that now. That would be so nuts.
Oh, bonkers.
Yeah,
wouldn't happen.
So nuts. I mean, they were that good. Oh, it's hard to... The problem is the crap bikes are good now.
Exactly. They are, aren't they?
There's not really a crap... I mean, even if you went crazy cheap on a bike, it would still be a very good bike.
And the problem is, I think... In the bike world, our perception of crazy cheap has also changed.
Yeah.
Entry-level bikes are not entry-level money like they used to be. Not really.
No. No, they're not. I mean, you used to be able to say, if 300 quid, that would get you in a mountain bike.
Yeah.
That probably wouldn't do it now.
Get you a pair of shoes or something.
Yeah, that probably wouldn't do it now, especially with the cost of living.
Yeah.
That's accelerated. So, I don't... What would you have to spend to get into a good mountain bike now?
No, I'm going to open my... The keyboard will light up. But I think if you spent a grand, I reckon you could get a really... Like, and you don't have to, but I think £1,000 will get you a very good mountain bike and helmet and a few basic bits of kit and get you out rolling safely and properly.
Right.
And that being said, I do think it can be done cheaper, especially if you look second-hand. But...
And to be fair, a £1,000 mountain bike would be some people's dream bike.
Yeah, right? Like, yeah, I know that sounds like a very high figure.
But if you're spending that kind of money, you are getting a very good bike and they only get... They can get way, way more expensive.
Yeah.
But they're not necessarily way, way, way better.
Agreed.
They're just indulgently bougier.
Yeah. So, like, I mean, different carbon layups or something.
Yeah.
Which is mad, right? So I put another one down as affordability here is a little note I put down. And what I mean by this is that you can, like, the Yeti's a great example, and I'm not clued up on all the Yetis, but they do, like, the Turk, I believe it's called, which is, like, the super top-end model.
Beautiful.
Or, like, layup of the frame and the weight and stuff like that. And
I
can't remember what other bits it was. But then they do a cheaper version, which I can't remember what that one's called.
Yeah, but it is still...
Oh, it's still expensive, mind. But it means that, like... You can have that turquoise bike for less than what you thought.
Yeah.
Or, like, Propane, great example, actually. Yeah. So Tyees, Spindrifts, they make nice, real fancy carbon versions, but they make alloy versions. So you can have that same bike for less, same angles.
In fact, I think the one I rode at Bike Park Wales...
That's metal. Yeah.
It was so
Nothing wrong with it, amazing.
Oh, that bike has changed my plans in terms of, like, two-wheeled bike riding.
Has it?
Oh,
it was a good day, wasn't it?
Oh, my God, it was so good, because I've never done bucket biking with everything stripped off it.
Yeah, back
Chain
to basics.
Off, motor off, like, it was all gone. And it was, it made it so brilliant. I loved it. I absolutely loved it. So I'm a big fan of that bike.
Yeah. That bike. Well, we'll get onto that in a moment. Yeah, call your jets, Batman.
Yeah. Okay.
So, but back to the topic of, do dream bikes still exist? Are they still as desirable? I think they are, but I think the goalposts on, like, how we get them and how we can get to them has changed, because things like finance, you would never financing a bike back in the day. Imagine if you go, I'm just going to finance a bike.
And it's not that much.
Oh, go on, say it.
Well, to finance, it makes it achievable.
That's the thing.
And if you just really want a mountain bike, you can, get it on finance.
So is that less dreamy, though? Because you can't just get it.
I don't know if I would buy a bike on finance.
No.
Would you buy a bike on finance?
Would you, Nick?
No.
But would you?
No.
If it were a dream bike?
That's a lot of finance.
You know, it's, yeah.
Yeah, no, I don't know if I would. I don't know if I would. But it does mean it's another route that makes it possible to get that. I think the problem there with the finance, what triggered in my mind is it really your dream bike if you're buying it on finance? It's a little bit like, well, I could have a Porsche.
I don't
know how much I'd enjoy it when I was paying the finance every month.
And we have not even delved into running and servicing and maintenance.
I wouldn't love the Porsche. I'm saying Porsche like I would. Is that still the cool car to have?
Well, I don't know. Which one did you drive in today?
I'm not a car guy, man. I don't really know cars that well.
Yeah, so I mean, okay, let's sort of, before we throw it out there, what was your dream bike back in the day?
My dream bike back in the day was, well, I was lucky enough to get my dream bike through my sponsorship. That really was my dream bike. That was an M800 Cannondale.
Okay.
That's what I wanted. It was the coolest. It was the coolest Ridgers bike you could get back then. But I think now, if I had a dream, I really feel like that Spindrift, sorry to go on about it, but I really feel like that Spindrift was, right now, if I'm not riding my Bowhead, which has got three wheels and it's like, you know, independence packaged, right?
Yeah.
It's perfect. It's hard to improve on that bike. But if I go back onto two wheels, which is a very weird scenario because it's actually not a very independent way to ride.
Oh, gosh, it's a team of two needed, isn't it?
It's a team event. Which is the fun of it.
Yeah, it was really good.
But when I'm on that bike really was like a wow bike.
Yeah.
It felt unbelievable. I had like high-rise bars on it. That made it feel better than the last one I'd ridden. And it had all of the chain taken off and the derailleur was all gone. So it was like mega quiet. And when we adjust the suspension, it actually made a difference.
Yeah, we did. Yeah, we spent a bit of time.
And it was like,
it
actually went the wrong way,
which
is funny. It went all bouncy and I was just so
good. We experimented
a lot,
didn't we, that day? It was
so
good.
I feel like I've had my dream bike experience recently.
Okay, that's cool.
And I don't know how I'd improve on that at the moment.
All right.
I just want that one again. Is it still downstairs? Can I borrow it a minute?
Oh.
And can I borrow you to help me get on it? And could you come along to push
me? Catch him at the end.
And, can we get a few more people in
there? I know, we need a van.
Tail, go out on a bird. Forget it.
Well, mine was an intense M1. Mine still is intense because I just think they're cool. Cool paint jobs. Mm. Might be a little trickier to get hold of them now, given their current state. So I might never own one, which makes it even dreamier for me, actually.
That makes it even more dreamy. Oh, my God.
The unobtainable.
It's horrible when these brands disappear.
I know. I know. All right, well, let us know in the comments down below. Do you think dream bikes still exist and what would yours be?
Yeah. Can I just go straight in right now to tell you how to win one? Because that would be...
A dream bike?
Well...
I know you've been dying to do this bit.
Yesterday, I launched Rideable Now's website.
You did.
The platform that I've been working on for quite a while. The idea, right, is to grow, promote and fund adaptive bike riding, because I ride adaptive bikes, as I've been saying, and I know that they transform lives. They transformed my life, right? So they're really important to the people who need them. And I know through my experience of being supported by mountain biking as a whole, like all you guys out there, through my experience, that we can help them. Yep. So I've created this platform where we can help people buy adaptive bikes. It's a really inspiring place for adaptive riders to go, but of course I need support from the mountain biking industry and community widely, right? So I've got to make it interesting for you guys out there to go, right?
You're dangling a carrot.
Yeah, like I need to turn your passion for mountain biking into a purpose, okay?
Right, yes.
But you've got to get something out of it, okay? So how about one of these Dreamville bikes, right?
And can you tell us what it is?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I'm filming it tomorrow. We're going to build the bike. So the video of it being built, the actual bike, is going to be up at the beginning of the next week. But we're filming it tomorrow.
Should I drum roll?
If you go on... I don't know if a drum roll seems a bit weird. Let's do a drum roll.
No, well, not just randomly, tell them what the bike is.
Well, I mean... If you go on to Rideable now, you can join, become a member, okay? And then your support through being a member, you pay £5 a month, enters you automatically into our factory builds competition,
right,
which this bike is part of. And also, every single month, there's a bundle of kit that someone can win.
That's amazing.
You remember the tech show? They used to go, you can win this. Well, we're going to do that every month.
Can you also win a house in the Cotswolds?
You can't, but it... isn't dissimilar to what you're pointing at. Okay, so every month you can win MTB gear, which is absolutely incredible. And I mean, some really cool stuff in there. And then every other month you can win one of these factory builds bikes. And the first bike we're building, drum roll, is a Hope HB916.
Wow.
Really bougie.
That is a fancy bike for a really first bougie one.
And that's the level, right? That is what these bikes are going to be. Every other month, you can win a 10 grand plus bike if you come and support Rideable now. It's that simple. We've got some incredible MTB Pro ambassadors. I've actually got an ambassador to announce every single week for the first year of Rideable now, right?
No way.
Yes, and I've actually in the background already got them signed up, so I know who they are, but I want to drip feed them out and also like utilize their social power. We've got some great ones. There's some in the room right now, but we're not going to announce him yet. And if you go to rideablenow.com, you can see who we've launched with. We've got a little core group that we've launched with as our ambassadors, and they're there already. Pretty impressive lineup of people, I've got to say. But I wanted to announce it all on the Dirt Shed Show, right? Because you're the kind of first to hear that it's live. We can go for it now, right? The first 100 members of Rideable Now... get a mud guard.
I wondered why you'd been having that round so
much. Not this mud guard, weirdly, but it's a mud guard like this. Hook It Products are making it. There it is on screen. That's the design.
It's nice.
I've only got the design at the moment, but you guys will be getting the mud guard with that design on. The first 100 members. So surely, through this show, we could get that done, couldn't we?
I reckon.
We could all get...
I reckon.
100 mud guards. They're waiting for you. Go over to RideableNow.com. I should know what it's called.
You really should be able to say
RideableNow.com. I'm just overexcited.
Yeah, I can tell.
I'm so excited because I've been planning it for ages. So go over there, join up, and we could do something really amazing in mountain biking. Adaptive bikes are transformational. They could be the most, you know, they could make mountain biking the most accessible sport in the world.
That's remarkable.
So let's make that happen.
Wow, Mark, some pretty inspirational Rideable Now stuff, but it is now time for... Hacks and Bodges! Hacks and Bodges! Hacks and Bodges!
What are we doing?
We're singing together!
I love it.
We got some beauties. So have a look at this one first from David Gutierrez. It's a bell. Now, David says, I left my bear bell on my other bike. That's annoying.
Well, do you know what, though? We did a show on this once, right? And a bear bell was actually a very good idea Because the reason most cyclists get eaten by bears is because they arrive upon said bear without the bear realising. This is true, dude.
I know.
Without them
just
realising
the way you said
they're
it.
Coming, right? Walkers very rarely get killed by bears because there's lots of opportunity for bear to go, who's that? Oh, I'm going. But a bike rider just arrives. And they're like, whoa, I'm going to kill you. And they rip their head off. Or something similar. But a cat, you know, a care bear bell, is a good idea. Good. That's not a bodge, that's a hack.
All right, David, that's a life hack
right there.
Okay, next up from Robert Aspinall. It's a rubber chicken.
Yes, but rubber chickens can make a noise. They're squeaky and they could save you from bears.
Robert says, went for a trail ride down South Downs. a very non-bear place in the UK, I should add.
Yeah, badgers.
From Winchester, found this head at the end of the ride and put it on my pump. Makes me giggle if I get a puncture.
Are we still giving away £50
we
worth?
We are.
Up to
£50, yes.
Of merch.
Well, I was going to get up to that at the end.
The rubber chicken can't get it.
No. All right. Makes him chuckle. And then finally from... Oh, this one's got no name.
Oh, this looks good.
This one's got no name, but it says, I have the old Evoque bike bag and wanted to make it easier to travel, so I added 3 swivel wheels, 2 at the front and 1 at the middle, so much easier now as I don't have to carry the weight and pulling it. That is quite a good hack.
That is good. That's actually... I feel like this is what Hacks and Podges was actually made for.
Yeah, not rubber chicken heads.
Not rubber chicken heads.
Bear bells.
But bear bells...
Life-saving. Yeah, actually, me and Blake rode through like a grizzly warning zone like on a ride once. We sung to each other.
That's a good idea.
We just sung to each other whilst we were riding.
Imagine us, though, going down the trail in the bear spot. Hacks and Bodges! Hacks and Bodges!
You know we were coming.
Yeah, bears and tigers! Bears and tigers!
Where are you riding? Is the zoo.
Is there a place where bears and tigers live together? Probably
panda
not.
Bears? And tigers?
Panda bears. Panda bears in China.
Yeah.
Panda bears aren't that aggressive.
No. they're trying to, like, run away and trip over their own feet.
The winner is... Who did the bear bell?
The bear bell was from David Gutierrez. Congratulations. You win a prize up to the value of £50 from the GMBN shop. Do slide into our DMs
David's
to let us know.
Saving lives right there.
He certainly is. Right, moving on. Okay, right, some things we liked this week, Martin. Now, Strathpuffer was on at the weekend, just gone.
You love it.
I do. I hate it at the same time. Mm. For those who don't know, Strathpuffer is a 24-hour endurance mountain bike race in the Highlands of Scotland. It is one of the most brutal races in the world.
Yeah, that's
horrendous.
Really, really tough.
Kyle Beattie won it again. He's won it a few times now, 21 laps in the sub-zero conditions.
He's just a double hard.
Oh, he's hard as nails. Yeah, he's good.
Hardest thing you've ever done?
Physically wise, and mentally actually pretty high.
Except
up
for that one in the desert where you nearly died.
Yeah, that.
Except for that one.
Oh yeah, that one too. Yeah. But I mean, fair
great
play.
Great vid though.
Thank you, mate. Yeah.
Great vid.
But yeah, Strathpuffer. If just Google it, do a little Insta search. It's pretty cool. But Kyle, congratulations on winning.
Anything else you like this weekend?
A bit of moto now because A1 Anaheim 1 was on.
It was good.
First round of Supercross.
Yeah.
Tomac took the win. Eli Tomac, son of
John Tomac. And we had a funny conversation earlier on. Is John Tomac the legend of mountain biking? Is he now just Eli Tomac's dad?
So, therefore making Eli the bigger legend? I think so.
See, I don't. Because John Tomac is
John
literally
Tomac.
The biggest name who's ever existed in mountain biking.
Really. Eli's up there in moto, though. Because he is insane.
We've already definitely talked about Moto too long.
But anyway,
show.
Tomac on a new team, KTM took the win. It was really amazing. Go on, Mark, what have you got to talk about? What do you like?
I tell you what, I'd just like to mention this small thing that happened this week. The launch of Rideable Now.
What is it? I've never heard of it.
Where you can win amazing bikes, you can win amazing MTB gear and discount codes. I forgot to mention, members
Good
get discounts from all of our brand partners. So this thing pays for itself.
And those are some things we like this week. Should we go straight into caption contest?
What, with no cut or anything?
Absolute anarchy.
So pro.
Damn it.
Right. Let's do it.
Last week was this comical picture of Owen looking a bit like
Owen.
A minion. A bit...
What? Just give us a comment for this weird-looking guy.
He looked like a minion. He had his hood up.
Owen's looking at him. That's just me. That's what I see in the mirror every day.
Yeah.
People are like, look at this. Like, that's a person.
He's got feelings.
He's not even pulling a face.
Oh, it's mean. But
funny. The captions were.
O1 Fozzie S. Owen spying on the roadie section at work because he was all like hood up incognito.
Yeah. I've seen him do that as well in the office.
He does spy.
Yeah, he does. He's always looking at their scripts and stuff.
Yeah. He's sneaky.
He's really sneaky. Owen's. He's not a nice guy. He's not a nice guy.
We're really calling him out.
He's one of those people that you like. You go on the screen and he's all like, oh, really nice. And then you meet him out back and he's like, what do you want?
He did try to punch you, didn't he, once?
He did. Hit me a couple of times, yeah, actually. Yeah.
And I saw him try and push you down the stairs.
And he won't talk to Rich.
No, he won't. No. GCZY2XK. Oh, I missed the Maxis part when you asked for a minion.
That's pretty good.
It's good, actually, yeah.
That's pretty good.
And Daniel, nice to you. When Rich asks someone to join him on the tandem downhill bike. I've not even been on the tandem downhill bike.
Well, this year, right, I am still going to be on GMBN doing some videos. And the first video we are going to do in 2026, I can officially say now, because we've all been talking about it, is that me and Rich are going on the random tandem.
We are.
It's going to be amazing. We haven't actually decided where yet. So in the comments, let us know where we should go on the random tandem.
Please. Let's like go. A soft play centre.
Do you want to know the one place I do really want to go on it? And I feel like you're such a double R bastard. Like what you could do is, yeah. I want to go at them slate mines in North Wales.
Yeah, boy, yes.
And ride down that big chute.
Yes.
Fast.
High five.
Yes, we should definitely do that. That's going to be one of the GMBN videos I do this year.
Do you know what we should do before that?
Yes.
Pick a winner of caption contest. Who can win a prize up to the value of £50 from the GMBN shop? Please slide into our DMs to claim your prize. But the winner is...
Who said that Owen was horrible the most?
You!
Oh, I just want to point out that Owen is not... He's literally the nicest guy. It was a... He's
disclaimer.
He literally is the nicest guy you've ever met.
That in itself is sickening.
He's a lovely, lovely bloke. I feel awful for saying horrible things about him. He's all... What?
You pick a winner.
The first guy.
Oh, God. O1 Fozzie S. Owen spying on the roadie section at work. Thank you. Do get in touch. And here is this week's caption contest picture.
Ooh, more arguments in the office. Uh-oh.
Right. Let us know in the comments down below.
Was like the best we've ever done.
That was a pretty good one, wasn't
it? Oh, let's go. I haven't done a bike vault for so long.
I've got some gems for you. Kicking it off with Shelley Routledge? Routledge?
Routledge.
Would you go for a route, not a route?
I don't think we should do that to Shelley.
No, very true. Shelley, beautiful Norco site at Hampstead Forest. It's pretty brand new in this picture, but it's now had a good few parties down Danny Hart tracks. Glen Tress, been out all over the place. It's quite nice, isn't it, that?
It's got an idler.
Well, is that a good or a bad thing in your view?
Well, I want to say bad, but the Hope HB916 you can win on RideableNow.com has got an idler also, so I love them. Super nice.
Oh my God, you're unbearable. Thank you for sending that in, by the way. Next on a nice, from Zero Logic.
Ooh. I like that.
That
photo.
Makes no sense.
I've not seen that bike wedged in the snow photo.
No,
before.
That's because a nice winter ride in Norway, -18 degrees.
Oh my
degrees
god.
Degrees C as well.
That is.
I mean, that's a cool picture though, right?
It's sort of drive side. You can't see much of the bike. You can't give it a super nice tint. You can't. All the standards in this place have gone.
Well, we have had you back on. Next up, we have from Gethin another snowy picture.
I feel bad about the other one we didn't super nice now.
Oh, God.
Retrospective.
Okay, now this is in Mid Wales, not Norway like the last one. Sorry, it's not drive side. He's even put that in the description. But it's such a good picture.
It's a good picture. It's not, I mean,
No, don't you dare.
Blake would come back here and go nuts. He really would.
Well, Blake ain't here.
Well, he ain't here. So don't say anything.
No, it's Tom Driver.
Guys, come.
Yeah.
Let's do what we like.
We can. Very nice. Thank you for sending that one in. Right, now we've got this. A little propane. It's a little propane. Ty from 2016 at Berglesteiner, say.
I feel like I've got to give that a big super nice because I've already bigged up propane so massively.
Yeah.
Super nice.
But that's pretty cool. Thanks to the GMBN team to make such great videos. Oh, that's very kind of him.
Yeah.
Not you, you're not part of it anymore.
Oh, yeah.
And he hopes his picture will be in our videos. Well, it is. Thank you very much. Well, I can't see a name, though. Could you see a name on there, Mark?
Don't know. Super nice bike, though.
Super nice. Super Thank nice you for bike. Sending that one in. Oh, a colourful Trek. Look at that.
Oh, I love a hardtail. Don't love the rear mud guard, got to be honest. But it's nice to see a hardtail out on the trails.
Yeah.
And that's a really good example of, like, you know, what we were talking about at the top of the show.
Yeah.
Is that is exactly what we're talking about. If you bought that bike, it would not be that expensive, but it would do a bloody good job.
And look
job.
Where it's taken him.
So, yeah, super nice.
George, thank you. Bought a few years ago to help his recovery from a broken leg from moto. I hope it's not Justin Barsha.
No, I hope not.
Jeepers. Hey, it's getting him out. That's amazing. That's what we like to see. Right, look at this next bike, Mark. That's fancy, right?
That is a lovely...
That is a... Are they Sparks? I think it's a Scott Spark.
I'd give that a super nice.
Yeah, even the rigid... Negative rise stem. No name. I'm missing the name, unfortunately. Maybe I just haven't... I can't see it anywhere.
If
can you?
If it's yours, you're lucky.
Yeah, real nice. Cool, though. I like that. 1 degree in feet. We're about to drop off, but still a great ride on a great bike. All right, lastly, then, is this Orbea Rallon or Rayon? Nice.
It's a good shot.
It's a Rayon.
It's a good shot.
Seaside shot. It doesn't say where, but it says Fox 29 suspension. That's a new one.
That's a new one.
29 with Fox suspension.
Ding-a-donga?
I reckon. No name. I can't see a name again, but maybe I need to double-check me up later. But that's a great picture to end on, whoever you are for sending that one in. Thank you very much.
I missed the bike vault, man. That's fun.
It's cool, isn't it?
Yeah, it's really good.
It's cool.
It good.
Yeah, do you know what else you'll miss?
Go on.
But you could look forward to some cool things coming up this week.
Go on, tell me.
I have got a video where I've got five things that could make your riding better. Genuinely could. Five things that I do and have learned over the years that I think could fast-track people's riding to making it better.
It's sort of weird that you're doing five things that could make your riding better and you haven't thought for you to do them, sort of ironic. It's like, why wouldn't you do them? Well, you're saying to the world, do them, but you're not doing them.
Everyone, it's been an absolute pleasure. Martin, we've had you on as well. Thank you very much for watching, everybody. It has been a... Come here, man.
It's been good to have you on.
Until next time, everybody. See ya.
See you later.